And in fact, the endurance of religion as a lens through which most people view moral questions has separated most moral talk from real questions of human and animal suffering. This is why we spend our time talking about things like gay marriage and not about genocide or nuclear proliferation or poverty or any other hugely consequential issue. But the demagogues are right about one thing. We need a universal conception of human values. Now, what stands in the way of this? Well, one thing to notice is that we do something different when talking about morality, especially secular academic scientist types. When talking about morality, we value differences of opinion in a way that we don't in any other area of our lives. So, for instance, the Dalai Lama gets up every morning meditating on compassion, and he thinks that helping other human beings is an integral component of human happiness. Yeah. On the other hand, we have someone like Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy was very fond of abducting and raping and torturing and killing young women. Okay, so we appear to have a genuine difference of opinion about how to profitably use one's time. Okay. Most Western intellectuals look at this situation and say, well, there's nothing for the Dalai Lama to be really right about, or for Ted Bundy to be really wrong about that admits of a real argument that potentially falls within the purview of science.